very much, Mr. Chairman. Islamic Republic of Iran has submitted a paper, a working paper, to this meeting of experts to have a view to see to discuss how it is seen from the point of view of a developing country. So it could be maybe used by other countries also to have different angle of the subject. As it was discussed during these 2 days, genome editing is one of the few cases, is almost the, one of the last bricks in the chain of developments in genetic engineering and biotechnology in the past few decades. But the importance of this technology is that it is one of the few cases in which the fundamental research have quickly reached an applied level. And these applications are in medical sciences, industry, and agriculture. In the medical field, it was used for gene therapy, and it has proposed for more gene therapies. In fact, with this new technology, there is a possibility to develop much quicker and more efficient and more more targeted interventions for treating genetic diseases as well as cancers. In the field of agriculture, genetically, GMOs have been shown very effective in providing sufficient food supply and food security to the world. And this technique can enhance the mass production and also, as it was mentioned earlier by another delegate, it can be used for pest control, so increasing in a way the yield of the production of agriculture. In the industrial level, it has been used mostly to increase the yield of production of different substances. Yesterday it was mentioned by some colleagues that in case of soybean, and in case of, here is another example of production of biofuel. So there are different applications of this technology. And when you look at the number of patents in the recent years, you see a steep increase in the number of patents. And it is expected to have a large economic implication and financial increase in the market of this technology and the products of this produced by this technology in the near future. However, currently a limited number of countries have acquired the capability of applying genome editing technology not only for their scientific research and the promotion of public health, but also for contributing to their economic growth. So it is a good example of what is highly expected by the developed countries to receive cooperation from the developed countries on the subject to help the progress under, of course, under the mandates of Article 10 and the whole provisions of the convention. Of course, we are aware of some concerns, and we acknowledge these concerns, and we believe that the concerns regarding biosafety, biosecurity, and other aspects should be addressed in a proper manner, and especially I refer to what yesterday was discussed on the possible traits and probable traits, and also the cost effectiveness of such a modification. But we believe that it should be discussed. To the end of promoting this technology for the benefit of the whole human population, we are in the belief that it would be essential to ensure through appropriate mechanisms, action plans, guidelines, to avoid hampering and facilitate the fullest possible exchange of equipment, material, and technology in the field of biotechnology in this specific field, in alignment with the obligations under the convention to be developed and to be facilitated in the near future. And I think that this position is also endorsed by the other other countries in the NAM group. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.